Welcome to Hanging Out with Jesus Podcast, where we equip the saints for ministry by bringing you tips, interviews, inspiration, and information on how to live intentionally and daily in Christ. For more resources, including your free newsletter, visit hangingoutwithjesuspodcast.com or click the link in the show notes. Hi, I'm Avita Brooks, author, Bible teacher, founder of the Me Project Academy, and your host. Thanks for supporting this ministry and rating and commenting on the blog and whatever podcast platform you are listening to, because then it makes this feel more like a conversation. If this is your first time listening in, welcome! This is episode 87. Our focus is on failure. What's your view of failure? Why do you consider it a bad thing? Or do you? What does the Bible say about failure? What are you going to do when it happens? Well, that and more is coming up. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, help us never forget that no matter the tragedy or failure, with you on our side, we will bounce back. Thank you for never leaving us or forsaking us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, come walk with me where we intentionally and daily hang out with Jesus. In the Me Project Academy news, two things. First, I'm back writing again. Ooh. Presently, I am working on a book of short stories. Well, I'll tell you more later, because right now I'm just enjoying writing, just getting with my characters and drawing out their stories. It's fun. The second thing that's happening in the Academy is that I'm revamping the website. And also my journals. Remember, I wrote Psalms 91 and also the Me Project Academy, Who Are You and Whose Are You? I'm revamping them as well, giving them a facelift and adding a couple of things to them. I'm basically going to turn them into Bible studies. But stay tuned until February 24th. Saints, do you know that failure is going to happen? It's inevitable. We might think we can cheat failure, but the point still remains, you will encounter failure. What's your view on failure? Is it that you never fail because you have a tendency of blaming it on someone other than yourself or something else? Maybe your view of failure is that once it happens, you will never try to do anything else again. Your view of failure can result in self-sabotage, low self-esteem, thinking you're either good or bad in a particular area, or a good or bad person, procrastination, and or avoidance behavior. No, failure is a lesson to learn from. Our best mistakes come through failing at times. Failure is a good thing. It lets you know how not to do something. It opens the doors to new experiences, recognizing different methods of doing things, learning new things, you know, learning something new, growing beyond what you already know. Failure can be to your advantage. Failure is also a warning sign at times. Listen to this example. and let me know if this young man is a failure or has learned a very important lesson in his life. A young man leaves home for the first time as an adult and moves to a faraway state. He gets a job, an apartment, and two buddies to help him pay for the apartment. For the next 3 years of life, it is good. So good until the young man buys his first car, trading in the four-year-old car his parents purchased for him to drive cross-country to pursue his dream. In those 3 years, he even received a raise, advanced in his job, and is now dating for the first time because he can afford it. One day, his buddy said he had to move back home because his father needs help on the farm. The young man looked for a new roommate, but 3 weeks later, the other buddy said he had to move back home because his mother couldn't help him pay the rent anymore. But the young man looked everywhere for two roommates. The rent was due. He only had his part. He talked to the landlord, who felt sorry for him, and gave him two more weeks beyond the monthly due date. The young man called everyone to help him, so he continued looking for more roommates. He loved this place. The rent was due. As 2 weeks were up, he had to leave. He asked around to see if he could stay with a few friends until he could get his own place. No way. His friends were still living at home. His girlfriend dropped him, and his parents didn't have the funds, but told him to come back home. He became angry with family, friends, and God. 2 months later, he's living in his car. So I ask you, saints, is this young man a failure or learning a valuable lesson? I like to say he just met up with reality. He has encountered failure at the point where he will either move forward, stand still, or regress. For some, this may seem like an opportunity. Others will get mad at the world and start blaming other people, the system, or God. And yet, there are some who see this as an opportunity to grow. And that's where I want you to be. Saints, I've been laid off, riffed, even put out my house. Back in the day, going to the unemployment office was even more depressing than being laid off. And being riffed from my job, never knowing if they're going to reinstate me, became 4 months of living in constant commune with God. Now, being evicted, hey, y'all, things happen. And yet, I felt like a failure. It was through each of these experiences, I learned that they were just an opportunity to learning something new that pushed me forward. And being laid off, I went back to finish my degree in college and had enough money to pay for the full year. Being riffed, I submitted more stories for publication and had time to learn new writing techniques and received a job that propelled me into assistant principalship. Being evicted, that started a friendship with my cousin that till this day is close. In them all, I learned the biggest lesson of all, and it comes from Isaiah 40:31. They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Aha! They will walk and not faint. Saints, after each failure, after every time things didn't go my way because I had planned something different, after life put me into a season of constant transitioning, after I felt like giving up because life threw me a curveball that I thought was coming, but I wasn't sure if it was coming because I put too many things in place for it not to come, but it did come. Each time I failed or made a mistake, God was with me and gave me the strength to keep moving forward. I'm learning that it is in the trial that you look at daily. It's fixing your eyes on Jesus, because it's the aftermath that is going to be awesome. When you encounter failure, learn from it. The example I used of the young man earlier, when he sits back and takes stock of what happened, instead of being angry, he should learn that you never live outside your means. But if you do have a backup plan that doesn't consist of living in your car. Secondly, friends aren't always dependable. Third, life is unpredictable. And no matter how well you plan or how many backups you have, you can't control the future. Things happen in the most unusual ways. Fourth, you are invincible. Fifth, sometimes going backwards or being humble is where you find your place to propel. Lastly, the only backup plan or any plan that is foolproof is hanging out with Jesus daily. Isaiah 40:31 said it all. And I want to follow up that with Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Saints, here's your opportunity for growth. Take the next couple of weeks and get in the presence of God to talk about that one particular failure you are ashamed to admit or has deeply hurt you. Ask him, what is it that you should have learned from that experience that will be helpful for you to implement in your present situation? Let me repeat that. Take the next couple of weeks, get your Bible, journal, and pen. Get in the presence of God to talk to him about that particular failure you are ashamed to admit or was deeply hurt by. Ask him, what is it that you should have learned from that experience? And how can it help you propel into your future? If it's something you are willing to share with me so we can learn from each other, then contact me at levitabrooks.com/contact. That's L-Y-V-I-T-A, Brooks with a S. .com/contacts. It's also in the show notes. Saints, you and the Lord can do all things. Failure is not the end of the world. It's just the beginning. Believe it, because I've lived it. And you probably have too. Let's pray. Now, I like to pray with you and for you this time, okay? So let's go to the Lord. Heavenly Father, keep reminding us that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Teach my brothers and sisters in Christ how to trust in you when encountering failure or making mistakes that are devastating, that hurt their heart. Teach them how to still trust you and remember that you are their dwelling place. You're the Most High in these times of failing. That you will cover them with your pinions, and under your wings, they will find refuge. For your faithfulness is a shield and buckler. Father, they're your child. Help them. Help them to take failure and grow. and learn and not be ashamed. Repent if repentance is needed, but never let it hold them back. Lord God, you are our refuge and our fortress, our God in whom we trust. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, then please consider subscribing to the podcast, rating and reviewing it. This helps in moving it forward to being heard by more believers. Also, if you haven't done so, get your free twice a month newsletter to keep up with new releases of the podcast, monthly opportunities on how to live intentionally and daily in Christ, and much more. All this and more can be found, including our contact information on hangingoutwithjesuspodcast.com or the show notes. So, until we meet again over the airways, intentionally and daily, hang out with Jesus. Shalom!